This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Colorado's oil production has not rebounded from the pandemic. CPR's Ben Barkus says the industry expects that to change soon.
Colorado drillers pumped 30% less oil this year compared to the same period last year. Dan Haley is with the Colorado Oil and Gas Association.
What you're really looking at is the result of what I would call a triple black swan event.
First, COVID hit. Then international producers flooded the market with oil, and Colorado enacted tough new rules on drillers. But the economy is finally reopening, meaning more need for oil.
You'll begin to see that come back through what I would call steady growth through 2021.
In large part, because oil prices are rising. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
A Boulder-based chocolate company has sold its business to Hershey's. The Pennsylvania candy company has acquired Lily's Sweets for $425 million. Lily's already sells its low-sugar products nationwide, including chocolate bars made with sweeteners like stevia. The company launched in 2011. The Colorado Rockies will have one baseball player representing the hometown team when Denver hosts Major League Baseball's All-Star Game next week. Rockies pitcher Herman Marquez will play in his very first All-Star Game. Festivities kick off Friday with events at the Colorado Convention Center downtown. This is CPR News. When an artist in Denver wanted to paint his first mural during the pandemic, he turned to the neighborhood app Nextdoor.
And I was literally asking for a neighbor who was willing to donate a wall.
Instead, someone offered up their garage door. And now, the artist known as Charlo has painted more than 20 murals. The series is called Make Alleys Great Again. Come to Denverite.com to see photos of Charlo's work. Again, that's at denverite.com. Tonight might not be the ideal time to check out street art in Denver, with rain likely for much of the Front Range. Grand Junction reached 100 degrees today. The temperature is now at 97. There's a very slight chance for rain on the western slope tonight. Tomorrow will be much cooler than today for a lot of the state. This is CPR News.